Thank you and good afternoon. If you have been experiencing issues with cell phone or internet service throughout the day, you are not alone, as service outages have affected both Humboldt and Mendocino counties. The cause of these outages came from a fiber optic cable that was cut in Hopland this morning, and phone work crews are at the scene repairing and attempting to restore service. The down service has affected landlines along with AT&T and other provider services. 911 and internet services have been affected by the outage as well. Services for 911 have been the main focus, as the County of Emergency Services, in coordination with State Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood, have been in contact with AT&T rerouting 911 service lines. An official timetable has not been set for revival of full services. This afternoon, the coroner's office identified the victim of the hit-and-run collision south of Fortuna Tuesday night as 47-year-old Lawrence Kenneth Bryant. The California Highway Patrol have recovered the Chevy Tahoe involved in the collision, and they have also identified the driver who fled the crash site. CHP is currently working on obtaining an arrest warrant for an 18-year-old woman who resides in Miranda. The woman was headed southbound on Highway 101 when she lost control of her vehicle and struck Bryant, who was walking on the west shoulder of the highway. The vehicle collided with a fence before the woman was able to regain control to flee westbound on State Route 36. Bryant's death marks the 23rd fatality on Humboldt County roads, and 8 of those deaths have involved pedestrians. The California Highway Patrol is also looking for a driver who fled the scene of a collision in downtown Lolita on Wednesday afternoon. A white van collided with a Dodge pickup truck and left 4 occupants in the pickup with moderate injuries. They were then taken to the hospital for treatment. Humboldt State University issues a warning to its students. Dan Squire has more.
Administrators at Humboldt State University issued a campus-wide memo on Wednesday addressing the issue of house parties and the fact that they may be getting out of hand in the first few weeks of the school year. Noting that campus and city police have been called to respond to large parties with complaints of loud noise, irresponsible alcohol consumption, and physical violence, school officials want the partygoers to tone things down. The memo reminds students they can face fines, eviction, and civil penalties if parties get out of control, and that advertising a party on social media is never a good idea.
Thank you, Dan. On Wednesday, Governor Jerry Brown signed Assembly Bill 1262 into law, and for Humboldt County, that means they'll see a $5 million fund that will expand broadband services to rural residents. Authored by North Coast Assembly member Jim Wood, the bill brings money to the rural and urban regional broadband account, and that money will be used by local groups working to increase broadband access and redundancy. Though it still faces opposition, the Right to Die bill, authored by Assemblymember Susan Eggman, has passed out of the Assembly Health Committee. The bill would allow terminally ill state residents to end their own lives with the assistance of a physician. A new caveat has been added to the bill, however, that would make it a crime for anyone other than the patient to administer the lethal dosage. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff Mike Downey has been busy with the process of hiring new deputies with Measure Z funding, and in the coming months, filling the 30 frozen positions will be the main focus, as he explained on this morning's talk shop. Over 100 individuals have applied for those positions since the new fiscal year began, and new deputies are currently in field training. Downey anticipated that the task of filling the positions would take some time.
I mean, that is really our biggest focus right now, is getting these folks on board. And we've done fairly well. I knew that going in to it July 1st, we weren't going to have all 31 positions hired. I mean, that was a given. So I would say right now we're doing well with deputy sheriffs. We have about 9 in the program, in the FTO program.
Downey went on to say that more deputies will be brought in the coming weeks, and that the application process has attracted quality people.
I'm swearing in 6 people in another week and a half. That will be our community services officers, our more correctional deputies. So I think we're starting to catch up now at an accelerated rate. We're trying to bring people on as quickly as we can, and quality people at that. And I think we're attracting a good group of applicants.
Downey said that it's important that the voters see a return from the measure that they passed. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.